Okay, so the Rambam, another mitzvah that the Rambam complains about the Bahag's counting as a mitzvah is that the Bahag counts chinuch hamizbeach, and the Rambam says that that was a that's a mitzvah l'shon, not a mitzvah l'daris. So the Ramban says, the Ramban is masking on the Rambam, and he says, it's not true. The chinuch hamizbeach is a mitzvah, is a mitzvah l'daris. It's a mishnah. The Mishnah says, I have a sefer mitzvahs here, but the Mishnah says b'feirush that ein mechant chnes hamizbeach ela b'tomim shel shachar. It's halacha kula. Ein mechant that when you have a new mizbeach, let's say the old mizbeach was whatever it was ruined. You have to have a new mizbeach, so you have to mechanach any keli, the menorah. You have to mechanach the menorah. The Mishnah talks about which halachim mechanach the menorah. So the same Mishnah says that the mizbeach you have to mechanach it with the Talmud. In other words, the first carbon that you bring out a new mizbeach has to be the Talmud Shel Shachar. And the Gemara learns it out from Sukkim in Parshas Tetzaveh, where the Torah says Perak Chavtes Pasuk Lamerches V'zeh Shetasa Al Mizbeach Kvosim B'nei Shonu Shnayim L'yem Tomit Sekeves Echa Tasa B'leikir Sekeves Hashani Tasa B'nei Abayim. So the Gemara learns out from there that this is the Mokka, that V'zeh Shetasa Al Mizbeach, when you Mechanech Mizbeach, you have to be Mechanech it with the Tomit. It says you're both meaning, but the Gemara is a drosha with it. It's the Tomit Shel Shachar has to be first. You Mechanech it with the Tomit Shel Shachar. And the truth is that it's really Pshut Shel Mikra, because the Parshas, the Talmud itself, the Parshas HaTalmud is not in Parshas Tetzaveh. The Parshas HaTalmud is in Tetzaveh, I think we say it every day. It's Korban Yilach Melisha, that they have to bring a Korban Talmud, Tishmul. What's this doing in Parshas Tetzaveh? Parshas Tetzaveh is talks about the Miluim. It's a Korbanus HaMiluim over here. So what is it doing in Parshas Tetzaveh? Teretz is, this pasuk is here, this pasuk is here, not for mitzvahs hatamid, but for mitzvahs chinuch hamizbeach. This is how you mechanech the mizbeach. It says there might have asked the case, if it's a mishnah mufaresh, that it's a mitzvah l'daris. So what is the Rambam asking on the Bahag? Rambam Shapel on the Rambam. So, l'chor ashkof rishayna, you could say, that maybe the Rambam held that even though this happened, that you have to mechanech the mizbeach hatamid shal shachar. But being mechanech mizbeach hatamid shel shachar is not a mitzvah. It's not an independent mitzvah. It's a prat in mitzvah satamid, or maybe it's a prat in asiyas hamizbeach, which according to the Rambam is itself a prat in asiyas hamishkon. So it's subsumed in other mitzvahs. But if that's the case, then the Rambam is asking the wrong question on the Bahag. The Rambam's hasoga on the Bahag that he counted chinuch hamizbeach as a mitzvah is not why he counted it as a mitzvah. It's a prat in some other mitzvah. Is Hasagah in the Bahag that it's a mitzvah l'shon, not a mitzvah l'daris? But it's not true, you see. Says the Ramban, you see, there's that it's a mitzvah l'daris. The Emes in the Ramban itself also needs a little bit of a hezra. The Seder Hadorim in the Ramban is, first of all, he says that the mitzvah of chinuch hamizbeach is a mitzvah l'daris, and he brings the mishnah of ein mechant chinuch hamizbeach ela b'tomei shel shachar, based on these psukim. Then the Ramban goes on, and he says that he thinks that hu adin Chanukas HaMishkon, for which they brought the Karbonus HaMiluim, for which they brought not the Miluim, for which they brought the Nesiim, he thinks was a mitzvah l'daris also, not just a Hirosha, not a mitzvah l'shah, but that was also a mitzvah l'daris. That every time you have a new Mishkon or a new Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring Karbonus for Chanukas HaMishkon or Chanukas HaMikdash. And even though a lot of the Karbonus of the Nesiim in their details where I rush off. He says that's in the details of what karbonis you bring for Chanukas HaMishkan, that's every time different, I guess I'll be Nevuah, I'll be some kind of I rush off. But the essence idea that you have to have a Chanukas HaMishkan, he says he thinks it's a mitzvah l'daris, he's a haraya that we take a find that just like the Nesiim brought karbonis for Chanukas HaMishkan in Parshas Nosai, we find likewise that Shlomo HaMelech made what karbonis for Chanukas HaMikdash for 14 days, and we find that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah and Sefer Ezra when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, so the pasuk says that they brought karbonis lechanukas Beis Eloiko. They brought karbonis for Chanukas HaMishkan, Chanukas HaMikdash. And likewise in Yecheskel, I don't remember now the parak, but he brings the pesukim in Yecheskel that Yecheskel also talks about bringing karbonis for Chanukah Samishkan, Chanukah Samikdash. So he says, you see that this is a repeating pattern. Each time the karbonis are different. Shlomo Melech's karbonis were not the same as the karbonis of Lasalovai, and those are neither of them the same as the karbonis of Nesiim. So that changes from Beis Hamikdash to Beis Hamikdash. I guess we could say by analogy, just like the Mikdash itself, every Beis Hamikdash was different. Every Beis Hamikdash had a different. The Bayis Shlosim Shlomo was not the same as Bayis Sheni, and Bayis Sheni had different dimensions than Bayis Shlishi. Each time the dimensions were Al Pi Hashem. But the idea of the Osuli Mikdash is a mitzvah l'derech. The Rambam doesn't make the analogy. I'm just saying. So al derech zeh, the Chanukah and Mishkan was different. The karbonis and their details were different each time. But the idea of Chanukah and Mishkan, he says, is a mitzvah l'derech. Then the Rambam goes on further, and he says that besides the Chanukah and Mishkan, he says there was also separately a Chanukah and Mizbeach. And he says that that's the pshat here in Parshas Tetzaveh, besides the Kavanos of the Nesiim, which was Chanukah Samishkan, but it says in Parshas Tetzaveh, a little bit earlier than the pesukim I told you before about the Talmud, Upar Chatas Tassel Yom Al Kippur. This is in the same parak Chavtes Pasuk Lamed Vav. Upar Chatas Tassel Yom Al Kippur. V'chiteis Al Mizbeach V'chapercha Olov U'Mashach Toisu L'Katshe. So it says, besides the Meshicha of the Mizbeach L'Shem and Mishka, there was, they brought a carbon, a par, and they were mazir the par from the Dhamma par in the Mizbeach, to be Mechata on the Mizbeach. Rashi says, and maybe there was some Gezel in the Mizbeach, maybe somebody donated some stolen money, so they had to be Mechata on the Mizbeach. The Ramban says that that's a Chanukah HaMizbeach. So that just like there was Chanukah HaMishkan, the Korban HaSanisim, there was also Chanukah HaMizbeach. And that's also Luderus. And it says, likewise, by Lasalavai, in the Psukim of there by Yecheskel, besides the Psukim that describe a par that was brought for Chanukah HaMikdosh, a little bit later, the same Nebuah, Yecheskel describes a par that was brought for Chanukah HaMizbeach. Because the Ramban, because there was always Chanukah HaMikdosh, and separately there was Chanukah HaMizbeach. Parenthetically, Rashi and Yecheskel learned that the way. But it was the same part. That when Yecheskel talks later about the power of Chanukah HaMizbeach, that's the power of Chanukah HaMikdosh. Which in the details of it is a little bit problematic, because it seems to have differences in the details. The first one they talk about, the Ramban said, no, it's two different parshas. Chanukah HaMikdosh and Chanukah HaMizbeach, and they're both apparently a mitzvah l'doros. That's basically the gist of the Ramban. The chori needs here is bainus. First, the Ramban talks about is that din of Chanukah. There's a din of chinuch hamizbeach l'doros, and he tells me the mission of ein chayfnis hamizbeach l'batamish l'shachar. So it seems that the chinuch of the mizbeach was l'batamish l'shachar. Then he goes on. He talks about the whole mishkan needed chinuch. That's the Chanukah. That's the kabbalas anesiim. That was Chanukah hamishkan. And then he said not only the mishkan but the mizbeach too. It was Chanukah hamizbeach. Because the pasuk earlier in Tetzaveh of Yichitei Salam Mizbeach, that there was a special par chatos that they brought to Mechata Al Mizbeach. One second, I thought the Mizbeach is mischanach with the Talmud Shel Shachar. Now you're telling me that it's mischanach with the par that they brought to with the par chatos that they brought to Mechata Al Mizbeach. Yeah, so you can say it's all part of the chinuch involved different kinds of karbonos, but the Ramban seems to. It's something Dvarim Bagoy here in the Ramban. First, he tells me it's a mitzvah l'doros because of ein mechanech l'mizbeach l'tamish l'shachar, and then he says that it's a mitzvah l'doros. So you have to have Chanukah HaMizbeach, and he tells me, and that's what's by Eskel and Zanshik Nesagol. They all made a Chanukah HaMizbeach by analogy to the part that they brought to be mechata on the mizbeach. So what was the tamish l'shachar? So this needs a hesber over here. Then, as far as the Ramban is concerned, we'll have to work this through in a second. But just going back to the Rambam for a minute, when the Rambam asked in the Bahag, it's a mitzvah l'shod, it's not a mitzvah l'doros. Chinuch HaMizbeach is a mitzvah l'shod, it's not a mitzvah l'doros. So the Ramban asked in the Rambam, but it's a fair shemishna. Ein mechanech nisa mizbeach ala b'tom mishul shachar. So we suggested a minute ago, and Mefarshim suggested that the Rambam holds that that's a prat in mitzvah hatomid or in mitzvah asiyas hamizbeach. So the question was, but then that's not what he's asking in the Bahag. You should ask that in the Bahag. Why didn't he ask that? He's asking the wrong question, the Rambam. So I think the emphasis, the pshat in the Rambam, is that the Rambam, it never dawned on the Rambam that the Bahag could be referring to the Chinuch HaMizbeach with the Tamid Shel Shachar. Because that's a Dovah Poshut, that that's included in the Mitzvah HaTamid. So that was never the Rambam's Hasog on the Bahag. I mean, the Rambam never even thought that that's what the Bahag was referring to. That's Poshut, that it's not a Mitzvah B'fnei Atzmai. If the Bahag counted a Mitzvah B'fnei Atzmai of Chinuch HaMizbeach, it must be something besides the Tamid Shel Shachar. Namely, the Chatos that they brought to be Mechata El Mizbeach. Says the Rambam, that was only a mitzvah l'shon. Who says that's not a mitzvah l'daris? That was a special, that you don't find in the Mishnah anywhere. That l'daris, you have to bring chatos to the mizbeach or some special carbon l'chanukah sa mizbeach. I would find that in Bayis Sheni they made a chanukah hamikdash and a chanukah sa mizbeach. Also a yirashah. But it's not a mitzvah l'daris. For Harai, they brought different carbonas. So Ahmad said, no, that doesn't mean anything. They brought different carbonas because that's how the mitzvah works, this mitzvah. Each time is different carbonas. But it's an idea is a mitzvah l'daris. Now Ahmad knows, you see, they brought different carbonas. Each time was a rasha. So each time was a mitzvah l'shah, but it's never a mitzvah l'daris. In other words, the kids, I think it's a partial answer for the Rambam. The Rambam knew the Mishnah of Eimachan Chanis Zabeach L'Tom Mishal Shachar, but the Rambam held that's not what the Bahag is referring to. That was partial to the Rambam. But that's just a din in the Tom Mishal. That's just a din in that's a prat in the Talmud Shel Shachar. The same way the hadlaka of the menorah. So see how you mechanech the menorah. Also with the hadlaka of Ben Arbaim, I think it's one of the two. Same thing. You have this hadlaka of the menorah. You have to mechanech it the first time. There's two hadlakas in the morning and Ben Arbaim. So there's a din. You have to the hadlakas the first time. It has to be I forget which one or the other. So. Nobody counts that as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo because it's a prat in hadlaka seminar or nasi seminar. So the same thing with the tamid shel shachar for the mizbeach. That's just a prat in how you mechanech in mitzvah satamid or mitzvah samizbeach. But the Rambam thought the Bahag's referring to the other the special karbanos. That's not theirs. But kohanim, the main thing I want to mivari here is more in the Ramban. What's the chilukah? What's the seder hadvarim in the Ramban? At first he talks about the Lakilu in the Ramban, it seems to be he's going to Bederach Binyan. Number one is a din, a Mishnah before Eshes, that everybody, it certainly is halacha, that you have to mechanech mizbeach l'tamid shel shachar. Number two, more generally, he goes a step further, and he says, a din of chanukas ha-mishkan l'daris. And number three, this din of chanukas ha-mizbeach l'daris. What's this step three that's over and above step one? What's this din of chanukas ha-mizbeach, which it sounds like in the Ramban, that's like his biggest chiddush. First of all, the least chiddush is that you have to mechanech mizbeach with tamid shel shachar. That's pasha. Then bigger chiddush yet, there's a mitzvah l'dayrus of chanukah samishkan. And another chiddush, there's a mitzvah l'dayrus of chanukah samizbeach. Kilu, that's a bigger chiddush because it's over and above the mitzvah l'dayrus of eimachanech samizbeach of tamid shel shachar. So what is that? I mean, why can't the mitzvah l'dayrus be fulfilled with tamid shel shachar? And if you want to do some kind of a rosho to have more than Tamid Shel Shachar, fine, that's a rosho. But as far as the mitzvah l'daris is concerned, maybe this is another way to phrase the question. If the karbonas each time are different, because each time there's a different constellation of karbonas, but the idea of Chanukah Samizbeach is l'daris. So fine, that already says in the Mishnah, in Mechanech Samizbeach, the Tamid Shel Shachar. The l'daris, you have to bring a Tamid Shel Shachar to Mechanech Samizbeach. So that's Mekayim, that's the charakim of the mitzvah l'daris. I Shlomo Melch put more karbonas, and Anshe Knesset Gadol put more karbonas, and the Yechel describes other karbonas, and for that matter, in the Mishkan there were other karbonas. Fine, that's each time Mahir Rosh. But the mitzvah l'dayrus l'chayr is miskayim, is satisfied with the Tamid Shel Shachar. But it's not mashma that way in the Ramban. It's mashma in the Ramban that he left the Tamid Shel Shachar way behind. Anyway, he finished with in step one, and now he's saying step three. There's a mitzvah l'dayrus of Chanukah Samizbeach. You know, besides Chanukah and Mishkan, there's a mitzvah l'daris of Chanukah and Mizbeach. Yeah, okay, yeah, we know. Tamid Shel Shachar. No, it sounds like they're reminded there's something further going on over here. Chanukah and Mizbeach is not the same as Ein Mechad Chanem and Mizbeach Elev Tamid Shel Shachar. So that needs a Hagdar, what exactly is this talking about?
The Chatas, which is Mechad Mizbeach, that was brought as part of what? The Chanukah and Mizbeach?
The Ramban calls that Chanukah and Mizbeach. It's not the Lashon of the Pasuk. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Zeh Shetasen L'Mizbeach. The Ramban learns that means Chanukah and Mizbeach. No, it's the Nesiim. The Rabban says the Korbanus and Nesiim, that was Chanukah HaMishkan. This Chatas was Chanukah HaMizbeach. That's the saying of the Rambam. No, but in the Rambam, Ein Mechanech HaMizbeach Elev Tamid Shel Shachar. And then he says, Oy, nearly, that there's a din of, that the whole Mishkan, L'Doris, there's a Mitzvah L'Doris of Chanukah HaMishkan. And then he says, Va'oy, maybe you could let me the Rambam for that. And then there's a Va'oy, that besides Chanukah HaMishkan, each time there was also a Mitzvah of Chanukah HaMizbeach. So that's my question, really. That's part of the question. We already said that there's Tamid Shel Shachar. That's part of Chanukah Samizbeach. So fine. So, Nechanami, So part of Chanukah's Mizbeach was the Tumah Shel Shachar. So what do you want? So yeah, of course there was in the special Hirosho of the Mishkan, there was also a par. But we're not talking about the Hirosho, the Ramban wants to talk. The whole point of the Ramban is to talk about the Mitzvah L'Doros. That even though in the details each epic was different, but the underlying, there's an underlying Mitzvah L'Doros of being Mechanach the Mizbeach. He already said that from the Mishnah. He already established that in the Mishnah that Ein Mechanech Nesem Mizbeach Le B'Tamash Shel Shachar. So we know that there's an underlying mitzvah l'doros to how to be Mechanech Nesem Le Kol HaPachos V'Tamash Shel Shachar. And if in other periods, special periods, there was more than that, so that was Erosha. But we're not looking for the Erosha. We're looking for the mitzvah l'doros. So the mitzvah l'doros we already established at the very beginning. That was our baseline. But it's not mashma that way in the Ramban. Here, first he said, I'll give you the Lashon is very important. The Ramban said, the first thing he says is the Chayim Parshas Chanukas Hamizbeach Shemona, which the Rabbah counts as a mitzvah. But by the Chinuch Hamizbeach, he mitzvah l'doros. K'may shekosu Parshas v'ata tisave v'zeh shetase l'mizbeach, namely the Tumah Shel Shachar. She mitzvah Chinuch. U'mizeh shaninu. From this we have the Mishnah in Menachas Daf Mem Tes. And mechadchinis Hamizbeach elu b'Tumah Shel Shachar. That's step one in the Ramban. Then the Ramban goes step two. V'nirim hadvar. So now he's saying a further chiddush. Sha'af ha-mishkon ba-hakamosoi u'beis ha-mikdash bi-banoisoi shirichim chanukah lo'olam, that the mishkon itself needs a chinuch, and that's not only with l'sho but it's l'doros. V'nidiv ha-sanasiyim ha-yisoi hiru ha-sho b'shi'urim ha-heim sh'olu b'daitom, there are particular kabbalists that were menadiv, that was hiru ha-sho, aval ha-chanukah, but the chinuch itself, the chanukah ha-mishkon itself, the idea of chanukah ha-mishkon k'may chayvi, that's a chiyuv. Chayin also Shlomo Chanukah. You see Shlomo Melech made a Chanukah. Chayin Hashik Nesak Beula in Ezra. V'yafni Moisa Mashiach. And likewise, Losu Bovoi. Pesukim in Yecheskel. And he brings the Pesukim in Yecheskel. Perek. He doesn't bring the Pesukim in Yecheskel. He brings the Gemara that refers to Pesukim in Yecheskel. Fine. But it's based on the Pesukim in Yecheskel. Then he talks about then he has a parenthesis about the kohanim, the milum of the kohanim. He said that was happening only once, because once the kohanim were miskaddish, they're kaddish forever. And he said, no, but after tchisa mason, they're going to eat again. Okay, that's a specific story by itself. And then he says, there were also miluim besides the miluim of the Kohanim. There was what the Ramban calls miluim for the mizbeach. Dichsev upar chatos tasel yom al kippur and bechitei sel mizbeach bechaper cholov. Uksev shivas yom techaper mizbeach vekidash doisa. This already calls miluim. The Tumah Shel Shachar, interesting. He never called it miluim. This he calls miluim. Va'miluim ha'elu heim shekuvah b'me'ezra. By Bimei Ezra, they also had these miluim for the mizbeach. Ki hoya ha mizbeach ha chadosh sorach miluim lekatshei. Karishim Bimei Moshe. The new mizbeach needed miluim. V'chein al ha'bayis atzmo hikiu b'miluim lekatshei. And there's also miluim by Ezra on the bayis itself. So it's separate miluim on the mizbeach, separate miluim on the bayis. Means psukim in Ezra. And also Lord, presumably also. Kidichsiv. And now he quotes the pasuk in Yecheskel. Barishin ve'echel achodesh tikach par ben boker lechatos v'chiteis ala mikdosh. That's Yecheskel perek mem hei. So that's miluim on the mikdosh. Ve'heim ha'miluim ala mikdosh. V'kosu mufurish oid ala mizbeach. And then in Yecheskel mem gimel, it also talks about miluim on the mizbeach. Shivas yom tasa si'izim katos la'yoim upar ben boker v'ayil minatzoin shivas yomim yechapu es ha'mizbeach. So that's a separate miluim on the mizbeach. We got Rashi and Cheskel in his notes, all the same thing. But the Ramban says, no, each time there's miluim on the mishkan and there's miluim on the mizbeach. So I skip parts. I just want to bring out the thread. You see the way the Ramban works is first he says there's a mishnah of ein mechadish nesem mizbeach l'b'tumah shel shachar. Then number two, I want to be mechadish more that there's miluim on the mishkan l'doros, even though each prat. You know, each time it's Peshit Surah, Veloivish Surah, but Mutus Mitan, this is it's the same mitzvah of Miluim. And then he says, besides the Miluim and the Mishkan, there was Miluim and the Mizbeach. And he shows me psukim in tetzave that they were illuminating the mizbeach. What does he have to show me new psukim in tetzave? We already said ein mechadach nes mizbeach lebetal mishul shachar. That was the first thing he said. No, this apparently there's something more. There's miluim besides the there's miluim on the mizbeach, and the mitzvah ledoros of miluim on the mizbeach is mikoyach the miluim that they had on the mizbeach in the mishkan of the par lechato the par chatos over and above the tal mishul shachar. It sounds like. Was only had that with that, you know, the Tomish Shachar, so Solidaris bring the Tomish Shachar. But this notion that there's something beyond that, Miluim, each time is different Miluim, each time is different Torah Shah, but the etzim, the idea of Miluim, that's some new idea of Miluim on the Mizbech. What is this new idea of Miluim on the Mizbech? Ein Mechat on the Mizbech, Lom Tomish Shachar. Maybe there's more Kabbonis, but it's more Miluim. This seems to be not the way. There's the Ein Mechat on the Mizbech, Lom Shachar, and then there's Miluim, which is something above and beyond the regular chinuch hamizbeach, and it's also mitzvah l'dayos. So how am I? What's going on over here? Needs some kind of definition. These different things here and there. But so I want to be makdim. You want to ask something? Even so, but it still needs a definition. Like, okay, but what does that mean? What is the difference between the thing that you start off with and this concept of milu? So I want to be makdim something from Rav Shlomo Fischer in Beis Yishai. He says a beitur yisoid. And then we'll flesh it out also. Rav Michal Feinstein also has a similar yisoid. I'm going to tell you a little bit this raid. And then I think after this raid, we'll have a better, maybe we'll be able to read back into the Ramban. Rav Shlomo Fischer discusses the following. The halach is like this. A kohen gadol is mismana with shemen and mishcha. But the Gemara dashes that mismana was no shemen by saying there was no shemen and mishcha. So then you could be mismana. The kohen gadol could be mismana with just rebi begadol. He wears the shemen begadol with kohen gadol, and with that he's what is that for the psukim of I forgot the psukim, but as you know, umilias yodav lubashus begadol from those psukim. From the lubush as a begodim, he's mismanet to be a kohen gadol. So that's called ribi begodim. The kohen gadol is miskadosh with ribi begodim. So there's a machlekes rishonim, the Rambam and the Ravid in Chayei Hamikdash Perek Dalet. The shitas of Ravid is that when he wears these begodim, he has to then do some kind of avodah. He has to stand there like a gadol and wear a begodim. That's nothing. He has to do avodah. And the Rambam says not the way. The Rambam says he puts on the begadim and he's poshut the begadim, and that's the ribi begadim. The chatchilas do it for 7 days, but lemaisa even after one day, it's already called b'deva that he had ribi begadim. But there's no further avoider that he has to do. Just puts on the begadim, and the donning of the begadim is the ribi begadim. So the chayim ask from a gemara mefureshes, gemara yuma dafin base. The gemara talks about the following. The halacha is that the kohen gadol. Before Yom Kippur, they were masking a kohen to wait in the wings, an understudy. Shem Yerub Ipsul, this kohen gadol become apostle. He'll see him, he's carry or something. So we need to have somebody waiting in the batter's, what are they called? The batter's circle? On deck. We need somebody on deck. So the word is the following Shiloh. So it says in the word like this. Bishlama, if the kohen gadol became apostle before the Tamashul Shachar, so the new kohen gadol, we could be mechanech with the talmid shel shachar. They'll put on the shemayim begadim, and they'll bring the talmid shel shachar. But here, by psul achet talmid shel shachar. So, at that point, the avodah is done with bigdei lovan, and bigdei lovan are identical to the begadim of a kohen hegit. So, what is he going to be mechanech? They'll put on the begadim. The begadim are begadim of a kohen hegit. So, b'me mechanech noisa. So, Abai says. And then personally we're asking the discussion, is it really true? Were the begadim and Yom Kippur exactly the same as the begadim of a kohen hegit? Maybe there was slight differences. Maybe the avnik wasn't the same. But that's a machlokes. But the shittas are kapanim that it was exactly the same. So Omar Abaye, Loi v'shmoinu mehapich b'tzinoyah. He would put on shmoinu begadim, b'tzinoyah kohen gadol, And he would go up on the Mizbeach and he would turn over the basar of the Talmid Shel Shachar, and that's also an avodah, that it should burn better. That's also an avodah. So he did an avodah in the Shemayda Begonim. And then Rav Papa says, no, not necessary. Avodosim Echan Chosim. He could wear a big day lovam. But since he's doing avodah, the Kohen Gadol could do, because avodah Yom Kippur is only for Kohen Gadol, so that's called Achinuch. The avodah is Mechanachim. The avodah is Hayom is Mechanachim. And he brings an araya from that Milo Omer Rebbe that the kelim of the Mishkan Moshe was mekadesh with the Meshicha, but mikan ve'elech later, if you had to make new kelim, they didn't have any more the Shem and the Mishcha, so or wasn't necessary to have the Shem and the Mishcha. Avodosim mechan chosim. When you use the kli for the first time, that's the chinuch. So you see that using the kli for avoid is mechanach the kli. So al derech zeh, using this kohen as a kohen gadol to do something that's unique, only kohen gadol could do, that itself is an avoid, and the avoid is mechanach. That's the shikul gemar. So first of all, it's mamash against the Rambam. What's the problem in the first place? According to the Rambam, you just wear you put on the begonim and take the begonim off. That's the chinuch. So what's the gemar's problem? Remember mechanach leisur. He puts on the begonim, he takes off the begonim. The whole Gemara seems to assume that it's not enough just to put on the begonim. You have to just do something with the begonim. So Abai says, well, he's ma'apach b'tzinoyah. And Rav Papa says, he does the avodah hayoyim in the big day lovim, but the avodah is mechanachim. Well, feed the Rambam, what's the whole problem? Let him put on the begonim, take off the begonim, that's the chinuch. How does every kohen gadol misman according to the Rambam? You know, he puts it on, he takes it off, and does it thus. The Gemara seems to be a Gemara against the Rambam. Then number two, the Gemara says, yes, this. Then the Gemara Shalom is Bakashas. I think the Rivage Rabbi Ram is still Kash. Number two, asked the Gemara to read the whole Gemara. He says he doesn't understand what's this concept of Avodosim Echad Chosrei. The Torah says that the Kohen Gadol is Mismanu with Rivi Begodim. Umili as Yadu Kalubashis Abegodim. Either Shem and Mishkul Rivi Begodim. So how can we get around that? How can we do an end round, run around that and say, well, he's doing Avodim Yom Kippur and that's a special Avodim for a Kohen Gadol? Fine, but the Torah says that the Kohen Gadol is Mismanu with Rivi Begodim. Emes is a few atoms. First of all, there's a sifra in Achrei Mois. The sifra says like this. It says the end of Achrei Mois. After it describes the whole avodah, the whole avodah is described in terms of Aaron. Because obviously only Aaron al-Kodesh and everything is Aaron. Then at the end, Samach Aaron. וחיפר הכהן השיעים שחויסוי ואשר ימה לי יש בגודל ולחיין תחס עובב ולבש את בגדי העבוד בגדי הקדש וחיפר and so on and so forth. So here it is Mishram is that it doesn't have not only Aaron, it's other Kehanim too, other Kehanim Doilam also. So the Lashon of the Sefer is like this. וחיפר השיעים שחוי מה תאמה לא אמה לפי שכל הפרשר אמור בארן, the whole time it keeps talking about Aaron, מנהים לרב יש כהן אחר, so a later כהן גודל. So therefore the Torah says no, השיעים שחויסוי. Then that's self-explanatory. But then the Sefer goes on, Minayin l'rabba is koyin acher ha-mismanen. Tamud loymar v'chiper ha-koyin. Sounds like there's another ribuy. I guess the ha-koyin is extra. I'm not sure where in the pasuk is the extra ribui. There's an extra ribui here. I'm not sure, maybe it's from the word hakayin, which is miyuter. I have to check. But a kapanim is some kind of extra ribui here. It's not so clear what the Sefer is talking about. We already said midayin l'rab is koyin acher. So we said from these pasukim. Midayin, right? So what's this new thing? Koyin acher amismanim. Says the Raivad. They're in the parish to the Sefer. And the Rash, the Miuchas l'Rash, also says the same thing. That this is a ribui for a kohen who's mismane as an understudy on Yom Kippur, when the first kohen gadol became posel, that he doesn't need ribui begadim. To just the fact that they were mismasking him to be the kohen tachas, the original kohen gadol, is enough that he can then be pressed into service. He doesn't need to have ribui begadim because in Kippur he can't do ribui begadim because it's not avodah shmona like the gemara. Kitzur, he says that there's a ribui. That's what's misrap in this posel. That a kohen gadol is mismanin Yom Kippur doesn't need ribui begodim. He doesn't need shemen ha-mishcha, and he doesn't need ribui begodim. He doesn't need. doesn't need anything, doesn't need Ribigodim, doesn't need Shemana Mishra, he was readied to be in lieu of the Kohen Gadol, and with that he steps into the Kohen Gadol's shoes. So on the one hand, it's good. Now I understand how you can get away without the Ribi B'Godim. It's a Ribi. In this particular case, you don't need Ribi B'Godim. But on the other hand, then Chorosh Shvei said, what's the Gemara's problem? Ben Mechan Chanoise. What do you mean Ben Mechan Chanoise? You just told me this is a pasuk that he doesn't need Ribi B'Godim. The fact that we're masking him is enough. So we mocked him another thing. This is all Rosh Hashanah Fisher. A Sifrei in Parshas Nosei. It says like this: Rabbi Omer, Vayim Shechem Vayekadosh Oisim. It says by Moshe with Shem and Mishri, was Moshech the Kelim and the Mishkan. Magid Shebe Mishichosin Shel Elu Hukdashu Kol HaKelim LaOsad Lava. What's the pshat? So this sifrei is put in Yalkut Shemayni also, and then the Yalkut Shemayni is a parish from the Magen Avraham called Zayis Rama. Says the Magen Avraham. That what it means is that l'doiris yidashem and amishcha. It's enough that avidosu mechan chosim. That's what it says in the Gemara. That mikan ve'elach avidosu kelim shosim moshe mishichosim mikan shosim mikan ve'elach avidosu mechan chosim. He says even a bayis rishon advice, they didn't have to mikan ve'elach. They didn't need to be didn't need shem and amishcha. So that's this drasha. That's what Rebbe is saying. That b'mishichosim shalelu hukta shukol akelim. So it's not so clear. If it's avidosim mechan choson, then it's not the mshicha that's mekat choson. But the lashon of the sifrei is magid shem mishichoson shaleilu huktoshu kol akelim. It's not the mishichoson. It's a new idea. Avidosim mechan choson. So apparently, you see over here that this taka two different things. There's one din of kiddush hakelim al yedei shem and amishcha, that the way the kelim are miskanish is with the shem and amishcha. And that's a chiddush, that's the way, that's how the kelim have to be miskadosh, only through the Shemen HaMishcha. In that kiddush, it says a chiddush in this pasuk, in this drasha, that the Mashiach Moshe was moil not only for the kelim that he was Mashiach, but it was moil for all of the kelim that would come, in Mikoyach the original kelim. In other words, every new keli is coming to replace the original keli. So in some sense, it's an heir to the original keli that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshech. So that's the chiddush of this pasuk by Yimshechem Mekadosh Oisom, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashiach, B'Shem and Mishcha, was Mekadosh these kelim, and every other keli that would come to replace the original keli, the Mashiach will be Mekadosh it as well. That's mitzvah the din of kiddush. But besides the din of kiddush, you also have to have chinuch. What's chinuch? Rashi is in Pasuk Lecha. Chinuch means tchilas knisa l'avodah. There's also a locha that the particular keli, they have a brand new keli, you're pressing it into service to replace the original keli. So with what is it? Miskadesh. You have to have Shem and Mishcha. Where's the Shem and Mishcha? Yeah, because this keli is the enakel from the original keli that Moshe Rabbeinu made. It's the spiritual heir of the original keli. The Mashiach of Moshe Rabbeinu is Mekadesh this keli as well. But Lamai said this particular keli in its physical singularity has to now be pressed into avodah. There's a new concept of chinuch, which is tchilas knisos l'avodah, and tchilas knisos l'avodah also has dinim. It has to have a chinuch l'avodah. So that says in the Gemara in Yuma that avodah mechan chosam. That the avodah itself is enough to press it into the avodah is mechanach. He says in Muduk Meloshon. The Loshon is kelim shosam Moshe mishichosam mekad shosam. Mikan ve'elech avodosan mechan choson. So shini loshon, kiddush and chinuch. So he said, it's not the same thing. Kiddush is the original, it's like, he compares it, just, I think, with Cyber Soizen, to hazmona. You know, the concept of hazmona milsa. You know, you want to, like, you take a tefillin bag. In order for a tefillin bag to become kiddush, tashmish kiddush, you have to have two things. You have to be mazim nitfik kiddusha, and then you have to actually put the tefillin in. With the two things together, make it kiddush. It's just a dogma. I'm not sure. It's his mushal, not my mushal. I'm not 100% sure it's the best mushal, but Al Derech said, you have to have a kiddush. It's like a lishma, you know, or it's a special din, Shem and Mishcha. It's a chiddush din. That the kiddush of the kelim is with Shem and Mishcha. It says in Torah. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu is Makadish the kelim. And there's no substitute, except that all the substitute from kelim are Mikayach, the kiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu. Otherwise, they couldn't be kelim. So that's number one. But then, besides the kiddush, which Moshe Rabbeinu designated through the kiddush, he was Makadish these kelim, and any kelim that come, Becharikayu, There's also a din of knisa l'avoida. Knisa l'avoida is called chinuch, and that's a halacha that the keli has to be nichnas l'avoida with avidos and mechad chasam. And we'll see soon some kelim is only a particular avoida that's mechad chasam. We'll see in a minute. So he says, al derech zeh, a kohen gadol is miskadish with ribi begadim. As a kohen gadol is miskadish with ribi begadim. It says in Torah, umilias yodav lubash is begadim. The kiddush is with the ribi begadim. The Torah is miskadish in the drasha in Achimais, in the Sifra and Achimais, that a kohen gadol is misman in Yom Kippur. Doesn't need Ribi Begadim. Why doesn't he need Ribi Begadim? Because in an analogous way, he's coming Bechayrike of the Kohen Gadol became possible. He's a replacement for the Kohen Gadol. A normal Kohen Gadol is a brand new thing. What does he have to do with the Kohen Gadol who died? He's a new Kohen Gadol. So he needs a Ribi. Here, the Torah is Mechadish, that when the new Kohen Gadol became Tomei and Yom Kippur, so we can bring somebody in, and he's Oymed B'mkoymei of the Kohen Gadol who became Tomei. And that's why, I mean, it's a Gzeres HaKosuf. But the gather of the Gzeres HaKosuv is that he doesn't need a kiddush of Ribi Begadim, because the Ribi Begadim of the original Kohen Gadol works for him. He's coming because he's Oymed B'mkoymei of the original Kohen Gadol. But just like, so what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is, so fine, the kiddush of Ribi Begadim we have, but there's still aloch of Tchilis Knisa L'Avoida. You still have to have a chinuch, which is the Tchilis Knisa L'Avoida. With what is he nichnas L'Avoida? Kohen Gadol has to do some avoido that's tchilas some Kohen Gadol de kavoido that's tchilas knisos el avoido. So what does he do? So Rabbi says mapech v'tzinoir with shmaini begadim. So that's a Kohen Gadol de kavoido. And Rav Papa says I don't need him to wear shmaini begadim to a Kohen Gadol de kavoido. Every avoido in Yom Kippur is a Kohen Gadol de kavoido. So that's his tchilas knisos el avoido to be a Kohen Gadol. And that's exactly what Rav Papa brings. Rav Papa brings a muscle from Kalim Shaosa Moshe. That they didn't need Mashiach Avedosan to be Mekadosh them, Avedosan Mechanechosan. That's Mamish what Rapapa is saying. That just like Kedugmas, the Kalim, just like by Kalim, the Mashiach Moshe Rabbeinu was Moel for the subsequent Kalim. That's the Josh of the Sifrei and Pashas Nosan that the Magen Avraham explained. The Mashiach of Moshe Rabbeinu was Moel for the later Kalim. But they still needed an Avoida. They still needed a Chinuch. They still needed a Knisal Avoida. The Knisal Avoida is the Avoida itself. The avoda that's roy for that keli, that's his knisa l'avoda. So al derech zeh kohen gadol who's mismani and kippur, he doesn't need ribi begadim because that's mayel the ribi begadim of the kohen gadol whom he's coming from kaiman. But you still need a chinuch. You need a knisa l'avoda. Yeah, he's doing a kohen gadol the avoda. Doesn't have to ask mayel begadim. He's doing avoda shem kippurim, which is only shared with the kohen gadol. That's his chinuch. That's his knisa l'avoda, and that's enough. The dogma, the analogy the Rapapa is bringing now is very, very, very beautiful. So that's the teretz also. The Rama says that Ribi Begadim doesn't need Avoida. He just puts on the Begadim and that's his Ribi Begadim. But the Gemara says he needs an Avoida. There's two different things. The Rama is talking about the Etzin Din Ribi Begadim. Ribi Begadim, Taka doesn't need Avoida. He puts on Begadim, that's his Ribi Begadim. But then there's another thing, which is Chinuch. Tchilas Knisos El Avoida. The Tchilas Knisos El Avoida is Nisan Avoida. The Gemara is not busy with the Ribi Begadim. Because you don't need Ribi Begadim. That's exactly a kosub that a Kohenism is mad in your kippah doesn't need Ribi Begadim. In other words, it's two worlds. Like this, you see, the Gemara is not looking for a replacement for Ribi Begadim. You don't need Ribi Begadim. That's the Xeris HaKosuv, the Raiva, the Rash. The Xeris HaKosuv that a Kohen Gadol is Mismani Yom Kippur doesn't need Ribi Begadim because he's coming Mikoichoy of the Kohen Gadol HaRishon. But you still need a Knisa L'Avoid, you still need Chinuch. Chinuch is a different concept. So the Rambam is talking about not a Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. The Rambam is talking about Stam a Kohen Gadol who needs Ribi Begadim. What is Ribi Begadim? He wears Shmaini Begadim. I'm not talking about how you have the 7 days lechatchila, but every one day. That's the Ribi Begadim. Of course, even after that, he's still going to have chinuch. Mechanam. His tchilas knisa l'avoida will be. But that's a different need than his tchilas knisa l'avoida. At kan from Rosh Hashanah Fisher. I want to add to this. There's Rav from Rav Michal Feinstein. It's printed now in the somewhere in the safe. I don't remember where. One of his farm. He also is Mevar the Gemara and Yuma also Derech Zeh. The Gemara is not busy with Ribi Begadim, it's busy with Chinuch. It's two different concepts. But he's Maisif, a very beautiful thing. he says, where does this concept come from, Taka, that a kohen gadol needs chinuch in order to be nichnas la'avodah? That's not the Rosh Hashanah official saying. Besides the Rivei Begadim, there's also a din of chinuch, which is tchilas kneisos la'avodah. Kehilim have to have chinuch, avidosan mechadosan, kohen gadol has to have chinuch, tchilas kneisos la'avodah. That's the Rosh Hashanah official's yisoid. So Rav Michal Feinstein also goes out there, but he's makes a very, very important point. Where's Taka the Mokka that there's such a concept that you have to have chinuch? You know, you need this new concept of chinuch. Even after the Rebbe Begodim doesn't need avodah, but then you have an avodah. You have to an avodah that's tchilas knisos l'avodah. Right? That's the story they were saying. Where's the mokka in Torah for that? That you have to have chinuch in order to be nichnas l'avodah, tchilas knisos l'avodah.
Is it true about every kohen? Doesn't every kohen have to bring a special
karma? Says Rav Michal, the mokka for that is from the din of minchas chinuch. There's such a thing. It's not only a sefer minchas chinuch. There's a carbon called minchas chinuch. Minchas chinuch is an asir sefer that a kohen, every kohen, when he becomes a kohen for the first time, when he's nichnas lavoda for the first time, has to bring. It's called he has to bring a minchas chinuch. It's asir sefer. So minchas chavitin. So that's its avodah. It's made with the particular mincha that it's minchas chavitin. And that's learned that from Sukkah. Moreover, a kohen gadol, who's mismana, his first avodah, before he does any other avodah, he has to bring a special minchas chinuch as kohen gadol. And then there's another halacha that a kohen gadol every day of the year, first avodah of the morning, the kohen gadol offers a mishaloi from his own pocket. He has to bring a minchas, it's called a minchas chavitin, which is basically the same carbon as this minchas chinuch. So it's the same carbon, but it has three functions. Every day the kohen gadol brought a minchas chavitin in the morning. A kohen gadol for the first time, his first avodah was to bring a minchas chavitin, a minchas chinuch, and every new kohen had to bring a minchas chinuch. So he said like this, that you see this concept over here, that that minchas chinuch means his tchilas knisa l'avodah is with the avodah bringing this mincha. It's nothing to do with Rebbe Begadim. Kohen gadol already had Rebbe Begadim. He's miskaddish with the Rebbe Begadim. But besides the Rebbe Begadim, there's a halacha that he has to, his tchilas knisa l'avodah has to be with the minchas chinuch. So the Michal said that apparently, even though chinuch is with a minchas chinuch, that's lechatchila, it has to be with a minchas chinuch. But b'diavad, he could be mischanech with any avodah that's miyuchud for a kohen gadol. But lechatchila, the halacha is that a kohen gadol is mischanech with a minchas chinuch. But let's say he can't bring a minchas chinuch for some reason. For example, it's Yom Kippur. Can't bring a minchas chinuch on Yom Kippur because it's not doichi Yom Kippur. It's a korban yochid. So how's he mischanech? He's not going to have a minchas chinuch. So he has to do some other avodah that's a kohen gadol dik avodah. With that, it'll be mischanech b'mokam minchas chinuch. And that's pshat in Gemara Yuma b'memechanech noisei. But the Gemara is really asking, when it says, "By memechan chenoisay," is the Gemara is not busy again. Al derech Rav Shlomo Fisher said, the Gemara is not asking, "What about Rebbe Begadim? Where's his Rebbe Begadim? Rebbe Begadim, we have a sifra that this exists a kosov that a kohen gadol yom kippur doesn't need Rebbe Begadim because he's coming mikoyach the original kohen gadol. He's coming bechari kaya the original kohen gadol. He doesn't have to have his own. He doesn't have to have Rebbe Begadim, but he still needs a minchas chinuch. His first avodah has to be with a minchas chinuch. He has to be mischanach la'avodah." And then you can't bring a minchas chinuch. So b'mem mechan chenoisei. That's Mamash Losh Gemara. B'mem mechan chenoisei. Says the Gemara. B'mem mechan chenoisei with so Abai says ma'apach b'tzinor. Shmaya b'godim. So that's kohen gadol dik. That'll be his chinuch. Rav Papa says you don't need it. Abai say yom is his chinuch. Yeah, if he can bring a minchas chinuch, that'll be his chinuch. But he can't bring a minchas chinuch because it's Yom Kippur. So he has to do some kohen gadol dik avoda. That'll be his chinuch. His chinuch is knisa l'avoda being a kohen gadol. With this. We're going a little bit. This we don't need for our purposes, but that's so beautiful. I'll tell you anyway. With this, he's masbir, he's medayikin in the Rama. He said, the Rama said like this: to two diyukim in the Rama. First of all, the lashon of the Rama is perek hei klei mikdash. Says the Rama, ein hakoyin oivid tchilo, v'chein koyin gadol ein oivid tchilo, ad sheyovi asir se'efa mishalom. The oved biyada. So up to the last two words, this is the halacha we're learning about. The first thing he has to do when he becomes a new kohen gadol is bring a minchas chinuch. The first thing a kohen has to do is bring a minchas chinuch. But the Rama adds the oved biyada. He has to do that by himself. So Michal asked, not going to sound to us like a kasha because we already know the answer, but Michal asked, what do you mean, why does he have to be Oyvah? Kohen Gadol has to bring a Minchas Chinuch. Why does he have to do the Avodah himself? Every person has to bring a carbon, you have to do the Avodah yourself. He has a chiyuv to bring a carbon Minchas Chinuch. Who says he has to be Oyvah? Teret says, because this carbon, he says, has it's also a chiyuv carbon. It has to come Mishaloi, it's a chiyuv carbon. But besides being a chiyuv carbon, it's his chinuch la'avodah. That's why it's called a Minchas Chinuch. Because chinuch means tchilas knisosei la'avodah. If he's not going to do the avodah himself, then he's not going to be, then where's his knisah la'avodah? So he has to do the avodah himself. That's the idea of Minchas Chinuch. It's not just it's a chayvus carbon too, but it's not just a chayvus carbon. It's a chayvus carbon, but it's also his tchilas knisah la'avodah. Ein ha'koyin oyved tchila, except through this chinuch, and that's his tchilas knisah la'avodah. So this new concept of chinuch, that's the Gemara Yuma, b'memechant and Yom Kippur, b'memechant chanoisa. I think this is a whole new dimension to this idea. And he's metayikid, very beautiful. The Rambam's like this. What if in the following case, you have a guy who was Gemara, Julie, Gemara Menachas Ayin Ches. Let's say you have it says like this, a Kohen Gadol, Gemara says Menachas, a Kohen Gadol who is Miskarab Lavoida for the first time, he has to first of all bring two Minchas Chavitim. First of all, one Aschinuch, but he also has to bring one because there's every day a Kohen Gadol has to bring a Minchas Chavitim. He said, what would be the following case? What if he's a Kohen Gadol who was never served as a Kohen Hedget? Never served as a Kohen Hedget. Right? Slahapa, like Donald Trump. He there was never anything. I wants to be president. He was staying with Mimanim Kohen Gadol before he was ever a Kohen Hedget. Yeah, and by Shane, he could have been such a thing, right? So he never did that before. He paid the guy off, and now he's the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says he has to bring three Menachos. He has to bring a Minchas Chinuch as Kohen Hedget for the first time. He has to bring a Minchas Chinuch as Kohen Gadol for the first time, and he has to bring a Minchas Chavitim, because it's every day you have to bring a Minchas Chavitim when you're the Kohen Gadol. That's a Gemara. The Rambam, when he brings this Gemara, it's interesting. The Rambam's Lashon is, it's over there. It's also over there in Perakei of Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam's Lashon is Ein HaKohen Oyved Chila. First, he starts with the regular case. Ein HaKohen Oyved Chila. That's the Ram that we quoted a minute ago. Let's say he did avodah without bringing this minchas chinuch. Avodosik share, but he ever the avodah is kosher. But according to Rav Michal, the avodah is only kosher because he did some. Oh, we'll see in a second. Koyin shali over adayim miyomav. Shemanuhu Kohen Gadol. Okay. How is it maybe Asiris Seifa Va'ov the Biyadoi B'Tchilo? First, he has to bring an Asiris Seifa Va'ov the Biyadoi. Kishar Chinuch Kol Kohen Hedid. He's becoming Kohen for the first time. He has to bring a Minchas Chinuch Va'ov the Biyadoi. V'Yachakach Makiv Asiris Seifa Shnei Shi Chinuch Kohen Gadol. Then he has to bring another Asiris Seifa else Chinuch Kohen Gadol. V'Yachakach Makiv Asiris Seifa Shlishi Shi Chavit Kohen Gadol Shemakiv B'Chol Yoyim. But he seems to be mamish the Gemara, but he's for Michal's Medayek. He only said Oyved Biyadoi by the first one. For the Minchas Chinuch of a regular Kohen Hedget, he says Oyved Biyadoi. The other two, he doesn't say Oyved Biyadoi. I'll read it to you again. He says when he was mismanet, when Kohen Gadol was mismanet without ever having been a Kohen Hedget, so he brings Asir Seifa of Oyved Biyadoi b'tchilo k'shar Chinuch kol Kohen Hedget. V'achakach makiv Asir Seifa shniyah shiu Chinuch Kohen Gadol, doesn't say Oyved Biyadoi. Just brings the carbon. V'yachakach makiv asir seifa shlishi shechavitin kohen gadol shemakiv b'chol yoyim. Doesn't say biyodim. It's also where Meduik, he says, if you read the Rambam in Maisa Kabbonis Perakid Beis, says that a minchas chinuch of a kohen for the first time is oyved biyodim, but when he talks about chavitin kohen gadol shebechol yoyim, he doesn't say the words oyved biyodim. So the chavitin kohen gadol shebechol yoyim is kind of poshut, we understand. Chavitin kohen gadol shebechol yoyim, why does it have to be oyved biyodim? It's not a din chinuch, it's only a chayvus carbon. So chayvus carbon is to bring a carbon mishaloi, but anybody could be makiv it. So that part we understand. But the Rambam is mashma that in this case of the Kohen Gadol who's becoming a Kohen Gadol without ever having skipping over having been a Kohen Hedget, so when he brings a minchas chinuch as Kohen Hedget, oyved biyadoi. Then he brings a second carbon as Kohen Gadol, as chinuch Kohen Gadol l'chayra, it's as chinuch Kohen Gadol, but he doesn't say the word oyved biyadoi. And then the third one for minchas chavitin. So why doesn't that second carbon should also have to be oyved biyadoi? That's his chinuch to be a Kohen Gadol.
Didn't he say that in the first part of the halacha? What was the first part of the halacha? When it was
First one is not the first time. So a kohen hayyid for the first time has to bring a mincha of oved v'yomid. Then a kohen gadol for the first time has to bring a mincha of oved v'yomid. And there he does say oved v'yomid. But in the case of a kohen gadol who skipped ever having been a kohen hayyid, this jumped up kohen gadol. So then he's only said oved v'yomid by the first one, by the mincha schinuch of kohen hayyid. But the second and the third, the mincha's chinuch of kohen gadol and the chavita kohen gadol and the chavitim shebechol yoyim, he doesn't say the words oved v'yomid. So why doesn't he say there? At least the second one should need to be oved v'yomid. The mechelma, because we just saw from the Gemara Yuma that even though the chatchila, the chinuch, which means the tchilas knisa lavoyda, has to be with the minchas chinuch, with the menocha, with this minchas chinuch, but v'di'evet, any avoyda that's done with shmeida begadim is mechanech the kohen gadol to be a kohen gadol, even mehapach b'tzinar. Right. So now nechziana, a regular kohen gadol who rose through the ranks. So he comes to the Beis HaMikdash for the first time, as Kohen Gadol. He never did Avodah before in Shemayin HaBegadol. So he was never mischanach as a Kohen Gadol. So his Tchilas Knisal Avodah as Kohen Gadol is going to be with L'chatchila, with the Minchas Chinuch. So he brings the Minchas Chinuch, that's his Chinuch L'Avodah. Avad, he should wear, he has to do the Avodah himself. Because L'chatchila, his Tchilas Knisal Avodah has to be with the Minchas Chinuch. But this guy, he was jumped up from nothing, and he's coming into the Beis HaMikdash for the first time. Never even saw the Beis HaMikdash, and he's kohen gadol. So first he brings minchas chinuch alst, chinuch of a kohen hayyid. So he has to be oved b'yodek. That's his chinuch to be a kohen hayyid, to be a kohen at all. But how many begadim is he wearing? He's already wearing shmeida begadim, because he was mismad of kohen gadol. He's wearing shmeida begadim. You know, if he's wearing arab begadim, then he's not starting off as a kohen gadol. He's a kohen gadol can't wear arab begadim. He's wearing shmeida begadim. When he brought his first minchas chinuch, even though that's the regular kohen hayyid to come in chas chinuch, but he's wearing shmeida begadim. So b'di'eved, after the fact, any avodah that's done in shmeida begadim is mechanech him as kohen gadol. So he, with that first minchas chinuch, was mechanech to be a kohen, because that's his first avodah. But he was also mechanech to be a kohen gadol, because he's doing an avodah b'shmeida begadim. It's not less than mehapach b'tzinor. So you already have chinuch as kohen gadol. So now he only has to bring the mincha, the mincha of a kohen gadol for the first time as the chayvus carbon shabbat, because it's also chayvus carbon. Besides being tchilas knisas l'avoda, he has a chayvus carbon. But chayvus carbon doesn't have to be oved b'yada. So here already he doesn't have to be oved b'yada.
Is that true though? In the regular kohen hedyar, he goes and he brings it. Rabbi said before that b'di'evit he does avoda. That's also
right. But why should he do b'di'evit if he can do l'chatchila? No, it's a kohen hedyar.
If it occurs that right. Kohen hedyar goes and serves.
Right, then he just has the chayvus carbon. But he does have the chayvus carbon
there still.
Yeah, he still has the chayvus carbon. That's what Rebbe said. It's two dinim. It's the chayvus carbon, right. But besides being the chayvus carbon, it's also tchilas knisas lavoid.
You might be checking if this idea is true, if it's actually true that he has a chayvus carbon. Otherwise, you could say no.
You know, that's what you're saying. It's a chayvus carbon. That's a given. He says the chayvus carbon, and that's the havon over here in the Rambam. This corroborates the way he's learning the Mar Yuma, that even though lechatchila his tchilas knisas lavoid has to be with him in chaschinuch, that's his chinuch. But b'di'eved, any avodah that's done in shmeida begadim, even mapach b'tzinora, is mechanechim to be a kohen gadol. So that's mamish pshat. That with that, it sheds so much light on this drama. A kohen gadol was never a kohen hedyet, and he brings a minchas chinuch. So he has to bring the minchas chinuch as kohen hedyet, and that's a tchilas knisa l'avodah shguna. But now after the fact, that's also chinuch to be a kohen gadol because it was done in shmeida begadim. So why does he have to bring another mincha at all? Parrot says, in Chanami, only else chayv is carbon. So we do it in Rambam. That's talking that. It doesn't need to be oved b'yada. He could the avodah somebody else could do. He has to pay for it. It has to be mishaloi because it's his chayv is carbon. But why should he have to do the avodah? His chinuch already had. Atan from Michal. It's a big hashloma to the other, to same avon in the Gemara Numa as Rav Shlomo Fisher, but it's a whole new dimension. So lamadnu, we call me from all of this, lamadnu, that you have, there's two things. There's two concepts, let's say by a kohen gadol. There's the concept of kiddush, ribi begadim. That's his kiddush to be a kohen gadol. He's designated to be a kohen gadol with the ribi begadim. That's his minui really. His minui to be a kohen gadol is with ribi begadim. But then there's also the tchilas knisa l'avoda. It's a different concept. That's what's called chinuch. Tchilas knisa l'avoda, for which l'chatchila there's a minchas chinuch. That's his tchilas knisa l'avoda. And but yeah, but any kind gadol d'kavoda that he does, anything he does b'shmei adam or an avodah seyam of Yom Kippur, which is kind gadol by definition, that'll be his knisa l'avoda. So chinuch is a different concept. It's the tchilas knisa l'avoda, and as dinim how he has to be nichnas l'avoda. Al derech zeh we saw by kelim that the kiddush of kelim is with the mashicha of shem and mishcha. The Mashiach of Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem and Mishcha was Moel for all the Kalim subsequently. That's the Sifrei, where the Magen Avraham explained that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshech the Kalim. Even it was Moel even for the Kalim Losu Lavay. Vayimshechem veYikadosh Oisam. Moshe Rabbeinu was Makadosh even the Kalim of Losu Lavay. But there's another halacha of Tchilus Knesu Lavay. That's what's called Chinuch. That's Avodosu Mechad Chosan. That's the Gemara Yuma. That the Kalim Shosam Moshe Mishichosan Mikad Shosan and Makadosh all the other Kalim that come in their stead as well, but mikhan va'elich the chinuch has to be with avodos and mechad chos. So now, now back to the Ramban. The Ramban starts off and he says, "It's a din l'doros that a mizbech is mischanech with tamid shel shachar, a mechanech nes a mizbech ala b'tamid shel shachar." That's not the din of kiddush. The kiddush of the mizbeach is with the mashicha Moshe Rabbeinu and all the sapsum kelim. When we call the kiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's halacha of chinuch. Avidosu mechan chosam. The tchilas knisa l'avoid. In the tchilas knisa l'avoid of the mizbeach, it says in Gderes Hakosov that the tchilas knisa, just like by a kohen gadol, the knisas that or by a kohen is a certain particular avoid which should be his chinuch l'avoid, namely minchas chavitin, minchas chinuch. So. In the kelim as well, the mizbeach had halacha that it's tchilas knisa l'avoda should be with a tamid shel shachar, and then likewise the menorah has it's tchilas knisa l'avoda should be with the hadlaka of, again I don't remember if it's ben arba'im or in the morning by amaratzis, but one and not the other. There's some of the kelim they had their tchilas knisa l'avoda is l'chatchila with a particular avoda, but that's all halachas of chinuch of tchilas knisa l'avoda. The Ramban says that's a mitzvah l'daris. It's a mishnah. It's a mitzvah l'daris. Yeah, if it counts as a mitzvah in its own right, then tirag mitzvahs are not. But it's certainly the concept is l'daris. The Ramban could agree with that. The Ramban would just say, but it's a prat in other mitzvahs. It's a prat in asiyas and mizbeach or a prat in the avodah. But I'm not sure the Ramban's arguing otherwise. Then the Ramban goes on and he says that he thinks there's also a mitzvah l'daris of Chanukas HaMishkan. Chanukas HaMishkan were the Kabbonis HaMiluim, the Kabbonis that the Nesiim brought for Chanukas HaMishkan. Those Kabbonis, that's not Chinuch. That's not Tchilas Knisa La'avoyla. If that was a loch of Tchilas Knisa La'avoyla, I don't think it would make sense to say that there was a Rosh Shah that this time the Tchilas Knisa La'avoyla should be with these Kabbonis. That's the Tchilas Knisa La'avoyla are lochas Kavus L'Deres, Tomei Shel Shachar. And I don't know if there is a halacha what avoda should be the tchilas knisa l'avoda of the mishkan, or if there even is such a concept. Well, maybe there is. I don't know. Chinuch. Well, akapanim. That's not chinuch. The miluim, the karbonis hanesiim, was kiddush. Just like shemen hamishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu was meishich the mishkan with shemen hamishkan. That was kiddush. That wasn't chinuch. The karbonis hamiluim are part of the process of kiddush. That they were mekadosh the mishkan, not only with the shemen hamishkan. They were mekadosh the miluim with special karbonis of Chanukas HaMishkan. I don't think Chanukah is the same as Chinuch. Chanukas HaMishkan means this was the Yom Tov of celebrating the Hascholas, special celebratory karbonis with which they were mekadosh the Mishkan. I don't think that's the regular. I don't think it's. I want to say it's not Chinuch in the sense of Tchilas Knesa L'Avod. So new thing, Karbonis HaMiluim, Karbonis HaNesiim. With which the Mishkan was miskadosh. Let us have a shtickler, right? Because how come in Chanukah they didn't make the Chanukah HaMizbech? Special Karbonis for Chanukah HaMizbech? the old mizbeach was, and if it was possible, right? The Gemara says the Yevonim were meshakets the mizbeach with Avodah Zarah. They made a brand new mizbeach, the menorah also for that matter. But let's say the mizbeach, how come they didn't bring special if it's a mitzvah l'doros to have Chanukas Hamishkan, Chanukas Hamizbeach? The Ramban says the mitzvah l'doros, Ezra, Shlomo Melech, Cheskel describes the Asulava, there's special Chanukas Hamizbeach, special karbonos for Chanukas Hamizbeach. So how come they didn't have it in Chanukah? So I think the answer is that these karbonos of miluim, karbonos of Chanukas Hamizbeach, that's not chinuch, that's not tchilas knisa l'avodah. Tchilas knisa l'avodah, they finally had that at Tamash Shachar. I'm sure when they started on Chanukah, the new mizbeach, they started with Tamash Shachar. And mechan knisa mizbeach l'avodah Tamash Shachar. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something else. We're talking about kiddush. The kiddush is with miluim. It's like it's with Shemana Mishra, it's with miluim. So on Chanukah they didn't need that because the new mizbeach was coming to replace the old mizbeach. So if the new mizbeach is coming to replace the old mizbeach, we have this constant chari kai koi. It's coming mikoyach the original mizbeach. So we don't need a new miluim. It's only when there was a churban, and there was a churban beis hamikdash, and the beis hamikdash was charev, and now they're building a new beis hamikdash, and they need a new chanukas hamishkan. So part of the new together with the new chanukas hamishkan is a new chanukas hamizbeach. So by Ezra, by L'Asolovoi, when the Beis Hamikdash is Charev, and there's a new Beis Hamikdash, so the new Beis Hamikdash is with a new Miluim, and it's with a new Chanukas Mizbech. There's no Bechari Kayokoi. But by Chanukah, that was not an issue. Chanukah, they were coming Bechari Kayokoi. The same way but they still had to have Chinuch. So Melech is the Seder Adorim of the Ramban is, first the Ramban says that there's a din of Chinuch, that's a mitzvah l'daris. It's a mitzvah l'doros. Shemen and Mishkan is not a mitzvah l'doros because Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Chetil Shemen. All other kelim come mikayach Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's not a mitzvah l'doros. But chinuch is a mitzvah l'doros. You build a new mizbeach. You don't need a new Shemen and Mishkan, but you need tchilas knis or any keli for that matter. Any keli besides doesn't need Shemen and Mishkan because it's mikayach the kelim of Moshe Rabbeinu like the sifrei. But every keli still needs a tchilas knis l'avoda. Avodosim mechan chosim. The Gemara in Yuma says. The kelim still need chinuch. They need a tchilas knisa l'avoda, and the mizbeach it says the halacha that its tchilas knisa l'avoda has to be with tamish shel shachar. Because sometimes regular kelim you could do any avoda to be mechanech them, but the mizbeach has a special halacha that its tchilas knisa l'avoda, its chinuch should be with the tamish shel shachar, and that's halacha l'daris. That's the first thing in the Ramban. That's the baseline. That's the dover poshut. That's not a chiddush. The Ramban says that's a mishnah. He doesn't need a. That's not the Ramban shtikul Torah. That's a mishnah mufreshes, and that's a din l'daris. Then the Ramban goes on and he says that you know what I think that miluim of the mishkan, Chanukas haMishkan, is also a mitzvah l'daris. That when you build a new beis hamikdash, you have to. So it's not mikvah the old beis hamikdash. It's a new beis hamikdash, a different beis hamikdash. Every beis hamikdash was different. So every new Beis HaMikdash needs a new Chanukas HaMishkan. Each time was different, yeah, and the Pratim, each one was different, Al Pi Hashem. But the idea of Chanukas HaMishkan, he thinks, is perhaps a Mitzvah L'Daris. This is already a Chiddush. Because he could have said, no, each time was a new Hirosha. But, you know, so the Ramban said, no, but he wants to be Chanukas, so it's not a new Hirosha each time. It's a Mitzvah L'Daris. Maybe that's part of the Bahak. It's a Mitzvah L'Daris to have a Chanukas HaMishkan each time you build a new kind of Beis HaMikdash. Why don't you say that each Beis HaMikdash is Bechari Kayo of the old Beis HaMikdash and the old Miluim should work for the new Beis HaMikdash as well? Yeah, that's so clear to me, Mestama, because each Beis HaMikdash is a different Beis HaMikdash. I don't know. I mean, that's maybe needs to be, that maybe needs a Hezbollah. You know, every new Beis HaMikdash doesn't need a new Shemen HaMishcha, but it needs a new Miluim. Every new Mizbeach, for that matter, which is the third Chiddush in the Ramban, you know, that's the next Chiddush in the Ramban. That besides chinuch, of course, chinuch is a mitzvah l'daris. But the Ramban's mechadish that when there was a new Beis Hamikdash, the mizbeach also needed miluim. Not a Chanukah. Chanukah, there wasn't a new Beis Hamikdash. The mizbeach was coming to replace the old mizbeach, so it didn't need anything. It just needed chinuch, but it didn't need a new miluim. It didn't need a new kiddush. But when there was a new Beis Hamikdash, and part of the new Beis Hamikdash was to have a new mizbeach, maybe we can add the Maimer Amuska. The mizbeach is part of the Beis Hamikdash, not part of the kelim. It's a mizbeach avonim. It's part of the binyan, not part of the kelim. So when there was a new Beis Hamikdash and a new Mizbeach, so you have to have, it's not coming, that's no longer Bechari Kayo of the first Beis Hamikdash. That's a new Beis Hamikdash. Again, not so clear to me what's the difference than Shem and the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshach the Mishkan. The new Beis Hamikdash doesn't need a new Shem and the Mishkan. I guess it's Bechari Kayo. when Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshech the Mizbeach HaKetores, the new Mizbeach HaKetores doesn't need a new Shem and a Mishcha, or even the Kelim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshech the Kelim of the Mishkan, when by Bayis Sheni the new Kelim didn't need a new Mishicha. The Mishicha Moshe Rabbeinu was Moel L'Asad Lavoi, like it says in Sifrei, was Moel for all the subsequent Kelim. Somehow when it comes to the Miluim, this part's not clear to me why this is so. When it comes to the Miluim, every new Beis HaMikdash needs to have a new Miluim. That's an open question maybe. But Akoponim, the Yisoid HaDvarim, what I want to say is in the Pshatov and the Ramban, I think now, you understand the Ramban, the Pshatov and the Ramban now emerges on its own. First, the Ramban talks about Chinuch. That's a Pashat HaHalacha, that every Keli L'Doyers needs Avedos and Mechan Chosom, and needs a Tchilas Knesset L'Avoida. That's a Mishnah of Pereshes, no big Chidushim over here. Because that's a Dovah Pashat, every Kohen needs to bring a Mechas Chinuch, he could be coming, even on Yom Kippur, we don't need a Rebbe Begodim, he doesn't need any kind of Rebbe Begodim, doesn't need a Minui. But he needs Chilas Knesset, he needs Tchilas Knesset L'Avoida. Where's the Knesset L'Avoida? He can't bring a Mechas Chinuch on Yom Kippur, so where's his Knesset L'Avoida? So he has another Knesset L'Avoida. Every Keli, the Mashicha was Mael for all the Kelim, but every Keli still needs Avedosim Mechan Chosu, the Tchilas Knesset L'Avoida, that's what Chinuch means. So that's where Ramban starts off, that's a Mitzvah Doris. That you have to have chinuch, and not only do you have to have chinuch and a koyin, minchas chinuch, but a keli also needs chinuch. And for example, a mizbeach is only mischanek with the tamish shel shachar, and the menorah is only mischanek with one of the particular atavas menorah. And all kelim need to have chinuch of avedosa mechan chosim. That's takel l'doris. It's halacha l'doris. And the Ramban says, I have another shtickle term. We know there was miluim. We find there was miluim by the Beis HaMikdash. There was miluim. The karbanas and nesiim. Was Chanukah HaMishkan. There was by Ezra we find there were miluim. By Shlomo Melech the miluim. Losel Lova Yecheskel says there are miluim. Says the Ramban. I don't think it's four different Tayros Shah. I think it's one mitzvah l'doris that each time was Tayros Shah. What form it should take? But it was a mitzvah l'doris that should be miluim. Miluim is not chinuch. Miluim is a kind of, it more belongs to the world of kiddush. It's more like Shem and Amishcha. We have a Shem and Amishcha. So every new Beis HaMikdash needs to have a new. Well, not a new Shem and Amishcha for some reason, but it needs to have a new miluim. And here again, you have to say Torah why the Shem and the Mishcha wasn't necessary each time, but the Miluim were necessary each time. That's not clear. That needs more something. I don't know. There's a plug there, a hole there that needs to be plugged. And then there, Ramban goes and he says a third chiddush that I think that every time there was a new Miluim on the Mishkan, there was a new Miluim on the Mizbeach too. And he shows me in the Pesukim there was the Karbonos on the Nesi, and that was the Chanukah of the Mishkan. Then there was also the Par Chatos L'Chatei El Mizbeach. In Parshas Tetzaveh, that was Miluim for the, what was that? That was Miluim for the Mizbeach. That's not Chinuch. Chinuch is Tomash El Shachar. But the it's more like Shem and Amishcha. Besides the Shem and Amishcha, there was Dam with which they were Mechate El Mizbeach. There was Shem and there was Dam. It's part of the process of Miluim for the Mizbeach. And there says the Rabbani thinks that's also a Mitzvah L'Doris. V'harai, you see in Cheskel, there was Chanukah HaMishkan, there was Chanukah HaMizbeach. As you see that Rashi learns the Chaynuach, the Ramban learns two different psukim, two different parshas in Yecheskel, because whenever you have a Chanukah Mishkan, you also have a Chanukah HaMizbeach. Again, it's not chinuch. Chinuch, the Ramban said before that at the beginning, that's a Dovah Posh. This is a whole new chiddush over and above. There's a din of Chanukah HaMishkan, and there's a din of Chanukah HaMizbeach. Here, Kalma, the one thing that needs to be misbar over here, that we need a hesber, is why, when it comes to Shem and Amishcha, Moshe Ben is Mashiach of Hashem and Amishcha, the Lashon of the Sefer Yitzchak works even L'Asad Lavan. All the Kalim are Miskadish Mekayach the Mashiach of Moshe Ben. And presumably all the Batei Mikdash. Moshe Ben was Mashiach the Mishkan. How were the Batei Mikdash? Where did they have Mashiach? Mislam and Mekayach the Mashiach of Moshe Ben. Or maybe not, Maybe Mashiach you only needed a Kli. So the Mishkan was a Kli. The Kosh and everything was Kalim. When you have a binyan, maybe you don't need Mashiach of Hashem and Amishcha. So maybe in Echanami, maybe. But then you still have to explain why Moshe Ben is Mashiach of the Kalim, of the Kalim of the Mishkan, was Moel for the Kalim of Losad Lavi too. And when it comes to Miluim, the Miluim of the Mishkan were not good enough to Miluim of the Bayis Rishon, the Miluim of Bayis Rishon were not good enough to Miluim of Bayis Sheni. Miluim you have to have each time fresh. That's not clear. What's the difference between Shem and Amishkan, the Kalim, and Miluim of the Bayis?
Like I said before about the continuity. For example, a Kohen Gadol passes away, so the next Kohen Gadol has no continuity connection to that one. So similarly, based on Mikdash when it's Harav, so it's no continuity. As opposed to a regular Kohen, why is he holy? Because of the Kush of Aaron. Aaron is Mashiach.
Right, but what about Kalim?
So Kalim, you could say, are replacements of the old Kalim.
Right. Maybe I was also thinking. But I'm not so sure. Why is Bayis Shlishi not a replacement to Bayis Sheni? Is that a different surah? Different Bayis?
What's Rabbi's Sfar? Does Rabbi's Sfar in this Sfar, why is it to Shulah Asalaba? Why are they
Kelly Kushulah Asalaba? Because they're coming to replace, each Kelly is coming to replace the Kelly that went before.
I don't know, but is it dying from a word in a Pasuk?
He has a Drosh in the Sifrei. What's the Drosh of the Sifrei? I don't know what word the Sifrei is dashing. It says, Vayim Shechem Vayikadish Oysom. What the Drosh of the Sifrei? Yeah, it is exerce a kosov. Vayim Shechem Vayikadish Oysom. Meaning, maybe it's exerce a kosov by the Meshichot that it was Moil even Lasalovai, and by the Miluim, there's no such exerce a kosov, and therefore the Miluim is only Moil, let's say the Miluim for the Mizbeach. It was Moil for the Mizbeach itself, even when the Mizbeach was. Shlomo Melech made new miluim for the Mizbeach. Even when the Mizbeach by Yovan had to be replaced, by Chanukah, by the Chashmonaim had to be replaced, but that was mamash a replacement. So the miluim, they didn't need new miluim. Or maybe only have miluim on the Mizbeach when you have miluim on the Mishkan. Like maybe it's a package deal. When you have Chanukah on Mishkan, you have Chanukah on Mizbeach. There was no new Beis HaMikdash. They didn't need a Chanukah on Mishkan. Efsharzeh. I don't know. There's room here to play. You know what, exactly what happened. This particular detail. The Yisayin HaDvarim, both from Rabbi Fisher's work and Rabbi Michal's beautiful, Hashlama to that. He doesn't quote the Hashlama Fisher's Sefer, but say each the two things complement each other. You see, it's one way of looking at it. But there's two different things. There's Kiddush, and so on. That's the designating him as a Kohen Gadol. But then there's another thing, the Tchilat Knesset Avodah, that's Chinuch, with the Minchas Chinuch, and with Avodos and Mechad Chosim, there's a different concept entirely of Chinuch. So I think in the Ramban is Mamash beautiful as well. Ramban first talks about Chinuch HaMizbeach, let's say Mechad Kon HaMizbeach, Lamed HaMishal Shachar. Then he talks about Miluim. Miluim is a different thing. Chanukah HaMishkan, Chanukah HaMizbeach. That's a whole different thing. So, and it could be that that's only Lashon, not Lederes at all. But the Ramban is Mechadish, that he thinks that Miluim is also a Mitzvah Lederes. But that Chinuch is a Mitzvah Lederes, that's a double Pashat. Okay.